Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Noitel Adam Kurnus Lefatzebo Esar Gozim. One is allowed to take a hammer to crack open nuts. This Mishnah is dealing with a kli shemalachto le'iser that's able to be used l'tzarach gufo, a kli that's normally used for something that's aser. One is allowed to use it for things that are mutter on Shabbos. V'kurdoim, which is an axe or a hatchet, lachtoich es hadvela, to cut a fig cake. Migera, which is like a saw or a large knife that has ridges by the blade. Ligror ba es hagvina, it can be used to cut cheese. Magrefa, this is like a winnowing shovel. Ligrof ba es hagrogros, they can use it to drag out dried figs from a basket. So they turn the basket like on the side and then they would use this shovel and they would start dragging out the figs. As a rachas, this is a utensil that would have two walls on the side, almost like a tray with two walls on the side that they would put bread in. Vesa mazleg, and a pitchfork, lasesa lov lekatan, to use it to give food to a child. So children would, let's say, play outside, and one would reach over while they're sitting in a place that you didn't want to step into or a place you couldn't get to. You would stick out these utensils with food and they would take them off, these types of utensils. The main thing is that these things are usually used for dvarim that are asurim, but here you're using them for things that are mutter. Es a kush, this is called a spindle. It's used to spin threads. Ves a karker, and also a weaving shuttle that they would use this vessel, which was made out of wood, to weave with, and it was similar to a weaving needle used in bags. Lischev bo. So both of these items, since they were very pointy at the end, you can use it to stick into food, like to stick them into a strawberry to eat, or things like that, or any types of food that you can stick it into. Machat shel yad, a regular hand needle. Little boas akots, one can use it to take out a splinter. Now, the Rav says, a splinter that would go into a person's hand on Shabbos would be mutter to take out, just like it's mutter to be mafis mursa, to open up an abscess in order that the liquid should go out. And in that case, mafis mursa is one of the cases Gemara brings in Shabbos, that it's mutter as long as you have kavana not to make an opening, because that would be a malacha. So too over here, to take the splinter out, even though one may cause bleeding, still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So the Gemara seems to have this at Bein Reb Shimon, Bein Reb Yehuda. Everybody agrees that this is mutter. Now, in this case, this would be considered davar she'eino miskaven, because it could be that there's blood, it could be that there's not blood. He doesn't have kavana for it. So Reb Shimon holds that a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. But Reb Yehuda holds davar she'eino miskaven is aser. How does this Mishnah work out according to Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara says it's because Reb Yehuda holds mekalkel by chabura is mutter. That's the reason it's mutter here. According to Reb Shimon, that holds mekalkel by chabura is chayiv. Reb Shimon is more machmer than Reb Yehuda. And the only reason, according to Reb Shimon, that this is mutter is because it's a davar she'eino miskaven. But you can say that the reason that Reb Shimon would be matter this is because it's a malacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa. Because l'chorim, malacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa won't work by chovel. Because by chovel, it's one of the exceptions, different than all the other malachas, Reb Shimon holds that this case of Mekalkel, even if there's no takana somewhere else, there's no toelis, it's always going to be usser. The only reason it's mutter is because it may happen, may not happen, and that's called a davar she'eino miskaven. And finally, the Mishnah ends, v'shel sakam liftoich bo esadals. And one is allowed to use large needles that they would use to stitch bags. And you can use this needle, liftoich bo esadals, which means as a key to open up a lock when you would lose the key.